2007年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
How was your audition for the school play, Glenn?
I wanted the main part, Mom, but the director made me a waiter instead. I only have one line in the whole play.
Well, being the star isn't everything. It's more important that you have fun participating.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see how it goes.
Question.What happened at the audition for the school play? Number 2. Hi, Jacob. How are things going with your new girlfriend?
Pretty well, Alice. But as you know, I'm busy with the swim team, and she goes to another school, so I don't get to talk to her very often.
You should at least call her regularly.
Yeah, you're right.
Question. What does Alice advise Jacob to do? Number 3.
Excuse me. Is this the office of Green Advertising? I have a pizza delivery for Mr. Arthur.
Yes, it is. Mr. Arthur is in a meeting, so he asked me to take it for him.How much is it?
$12.50. Can I put it here on this table?
Sure. Here's the money plus your tip. Thanks. Question. Why did the man go to Green Advertising? Number 4.
Haruka, why have you and the other students started studying so much recently?
We're studying for our exams to get into high school.
High school? Don't you just go to the school near your house? That's what most Americans do.
No, Edgar. Here in Japan, we choose the high school we want to attend. And then we have to take an exam to see if we're accepted. Question. What do we learn about Haruka?Number 5. You're eating instant noodles again, Craig? I know work has been really busy lately, but that's so unhealthy.
I know, Elizabeth, but I just don't have time to go out for lunch these days.
Why don't you prepare your lunch at home and bring that instead?
I'm too tired to make anything in the morning. I just hope that work slows down soon.
Question.What does Elizabeth suggest that Craig do? Number 6.
Grandma, do you know how to make bread?
Yes. I used to make it when your mother was a little girl. I loved it when the smell of freshly baked bread filled the house.
My friend told me it's hard, but I'd like to try it once myself.
I'll teach you how this weekend. It'll bring back some good memories. Question. What does the boy want to do? Number 7. Excuse me, sir. Men are required to wear a tie in this restaurant.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Is there a store nearby where I can buy one?
You may borrow a tie from our coat room, but please be sure to return it after your meal.
Thank you. I will.
Question. What is the man's problem? Number 8.
Clinton Dental Clinic.
Hi, this is Gloria Carter. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make it to my appointment with Dr. Clinton today.
I see. Would you like to come in another day?
Yes, please. Wednesday would be best, if possible. Question. Why is Gloria Carter calling the dental clinic? Number 9. Gary, how do you like your job as a translator?
It's great, but sometimes I have so many things to translate that I have trouble finishing by the deadline.
Do you ever find words that you don't know?
Of course, but that's fine because I like learning new words.
Question. What kind of trouble does Gary sometimes have? Number 10. Honey, are you coming to the beach with the kids and me tomorrow?
I'd like to, but I really have to get some work done. I have a very important meeting next week.
You've been working so hard lately. You should take it easy sometimes.
I know, Kathy. Once this meeting is finished, I won't be so busy.
Question. What does Kathy suggest that her husband do? Number 11. Hey, Brett, did you hear that Jack is looking for a new job?
No. I hope our boss doesn't know. She'd be pretty upset if she found out.
You're right. Jack is so good at his job.
Yeah, and he's involved in a lot of important projects, so it'd be hard if we lost him.
Question. What is happening at the company? Number 12.
Excuse me, the restaurant will be closing in a half hour, so the kitchen is taking last orders. Would you like anything else, ma'am?
Yes, I'd like some dessert, please.
Certainly. I'll bring you the menu. By the way, today's ice cream flavor is chocolate mint.
Thanks. Question. What will the waiter do next? Number 13.
Excuse me, do you know where the economics building is? I have a class there soon.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm new here myself.
Thanks anyway. I'd better find it fast, though. I wonder if there's a map of the campus around here somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I saw one over there by the gate. Question. What will the man probably do next? Number 14.
How's your grandfather doing, Isabel?
He's okay, but he lives alone, so I really worry about him. In fact, last night I had a dream that he needed help around the house.
Maybe that means you should go visit him and help him.
You're right. I think I'll give him a call tonight. Question. What does the man suggest that Isabel do? Number 15.
Mom, it's David. Guess what? You're going to be a grandmother.
Really? I've been waiting so long for you and Carol to start a family. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Not yet, but we should find out soon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Your father will be so happy. Question. What is David telling his mother?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はNo.16から ナンバーサーティーまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Olivia has two young children. The children go to school during the day. So Olivia spends her time cleaning the house, shopping, and preparing meals. Once a week, Olivia volunteers at a community center. There, she teaches elderly people how to use computers. Many of them have never used a computer before, and Olivia enjoys helping them. Question: What does Olivia do once a week? Number 17.
Winston frequently flies to Chicago. He enjoys the 2-hour flight because it gives him a good chance to read. The last time Winston flew, however, he wasn't able to read because the man sitting next to him wanted to talk. At first, Winston was annoyed, but it turned out that the man was very interesting. Winston enjoyed the flight, even though he didn't get to read his book.
Question: Why did Winston enjoy his last flight to Chicago? Number 18. We'd like to thank all you fans for coming out to hear our concert tonight. Unfortunately, I have some bad news. Nelson Rogers, our lead guitarist, fell down during rehearsal earlier today and hurt his shoulder. Bill Morrison here will be taking Nelson's place, so I know you'll enjoy the show. So, is everybody ready? Question: What is the bad news? Number 19.
Larry had a dinner date with his girlfriend Valerie on Friday. He waited for half an hour at the restaurant where they were supposed to meet, but Valerie didn't show up. Then Valerie called Larry on his cell phone. She said she had been so busy at work that she hadn't noticed the time. She promised to come to the restaurant as soon as possible.
Question: What happened on Friday? Number 20. Welcome to the Graysville Town Meeting. We have a guest speaker tonight. Tom Wilson, president of Wilson Construction, will be talking about his company's new project, the North Park Shopping Mall. I know some of you are concerned about the building of a new mall in our town, but please wait until the end of Mr. Wilson's speech before asking questions or voicing your opinions. Question: What will Mr. Wilson speak about? Number 21.
Melissa has written poetry since she was in high school. Whenever she has an interesting experience, she likes to write about it. For instance, she went to a fireworks display with her children last month. When she got home, she wrote a poem about her children enjoying the fireworks. Some of her friends have suggested that she send her favorite poems to a magazine.
Question: What does Melissa usually write about? Number 22. Pamela was planning a party at her house. She sent invitations to her friends by email, but her friend Scott didn't reply. A few days before the party, Pamela decided to call him. She was surprised when Scott said that he didn't know about the party. It turned out that his computer was being repaired and he hadn't been able to check his email. Question: What is one thing Pamela found out when she called Scott? Number 23.
A company in Boston is offering a new service for tourists. The company has created a map that visitors can use to take a walking tour of the city's historical sites. At each stop on the tour, tourists use their cell phones to dial a different telephone number. They can then listen to a recorded message giving them information about the site's history.
Question: What do tourists do during the walking tour? Number 24. Welcome to the Sunnyvale High School graduation. We'd like to ask everyone to take their seats now. The ceremony will begin on time at 11 o'clock. First, Simon Parker, the winner of this year's essay contest, will make a short speech. Then the principal will begin handing out the students' diplomas. After the ceremony, pictures of the new graduates can be taken on the school football field. Question: What will happen first at the ceremony? Number 25.
Diamonds are valuable not only because they are rare, but also because they are harder than any other substance on Earth. But not all diamonds are equally hard. The hardest ones are found in New South Wales in Australia and are used to polish other diamonds.
Question: What do we learn about the diamonds from New South Wales? Number 26. Maria's husband is a salesman. Last Saturday, he invited his most important client to their home for dinner. Maria spent all day cooking, and her husband cleaned up the house. Maria was nervous about making such an important meal. But during dinner, the client said that everything tasted wonderful. After that, Maria was able to relax and enjoy the evening. Question: What did Maria do last Saturday? Number 27.
For a long time, only national governments sent rockets into space. Then, in the 1990s, a group of business people tried to change this. They started a contest to encourage private companies to build and launch space rockets. A prize of $10 million was offered for the first non-governmental organization to send a pilot into space. The prize was won in 2004 by an organization called Tier 1.
Question: Why was the contest started? Number 28. Last Wednesday, there was a big storm in Steve's town. When Steve got home from work, he found that water had come in through the roof of his house. Steve's bed was completely wet, so that night he had to sleep on the sofa in the living room. The next day, he called a builder to come and repair the roof. Question: What happened last Wednesday? Number 29.
In the 19th century, the city of London was growing very fast. The roads were always crowded with traffic, so traveling in the city became very slow. The solution was to build a subway system. The London Underground opened in 1863 and is the world's oldest subway. Despite its name, only about 45% of the system is actually below the ground.
Question: What do we learn about the London Underground? Number 30. Robert takes his family skiing once a year. He would like to take them more often, but staying at hotels is expensive. Last month, Robert was talking with his co-worker Karen about skiing. She told him that she had a cabin in the mountains and that he could stay there with his family anytime. Robert thanked her and said that his family would love to go there. Question: What did Karen suggest Robert do?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。